This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We got some new numbers on home sales this morning. The Department of Housing and Urban Development says new home sales were up better than 4% last month from March, up almost 12% from a year ago. That puts us, should you be curious, at a 13-month high for buying brand new houses. But for some, the appeal of a new home has very little to do with its age. That brings us to the latest installment of our series, Adventures in Housing.
My name is Candace Sides, and as of 2 months ago, I became a resident of Jasper, Georgia, in a beautiful log cabin that isn't actually inhabitable yet, but it will be soon, and it's going to be a fun adventure. So we looked for 4 months for land up in the North Georgia Mountains. I just wanted that mountain view. And since we've been traveling in an RV, we'll live in an RV on the land while the house is being built. And we couldn't find land that allowed us to be in an RV. Or if it did, it was too steep. There was always something wrong with it, or someone put in a better offer at the same time we did. And we opened up the search to include places that might have like a single wide on it or a house that was dilapidated, something that we could get rid of. And that's when I saw the cabin for the first time. The cabin is going to need a lot of TLC. Anything that was not the original log cabin has to be taken down to studs, if not farther, and redone. There's black mold all in the upstairs. It has a little bit of water damage to it, and the whole upstairs leans to the side. And the two side rooms, literally both rooms, have holes in the roof and holes in the floor from where the water just dripped through. Oh, and we have to put in a working toilet. When it comes to cost, I wouldn't be shocked if it's around $75,000 to $100,000 just in the renovation parts of it. But it's probably going to cost the price of a house by the time it's done. My realtor knows that we're a bit different. And I presented her with this cabin. She's like, I had actually already seen it and thought of you for it, but wasn't sure if you were brave enough. It seems crazy. People think of old houses as haunted and creepy, but when I walk in, I get this warm comfort feeling. Even my son, one of the first times we walked up, there's giant tree-size poles for the front porch. And my son hugged it and said, "Hello, cabin," and then starts walking in. He's 8 years old. There's something that draws us to it. And it was actually part of a city that is no more. And our cabin was the blacksmith's home. So there's so much history here that needs to be preserved. You know, if we don't do it, it's lost. And at 197 years old, maybe 196, that needs to be saved.
Candace Sides and her log cabin in Jasper, Georgia. Hey, have you had an adventure in housing? We would love for you to tell us about it. You can do that at marketplace.org/adventures-in-housing.